I think that nothing's changed. The Commonwealth Games Federation has made it very clear that it wants the games to go to more countries than just the traditional Western nations. It's doing everything it can, I think, to probably bring down the costs of organizing the games, and certainly is looking at situations so there's not a huge expense in bidding as well. So from an overall perspective, as far as PNG is concerned, I wouldn't be too concerned. It's more about probably where games are in the world. They like to move them around and have them in different regions, and that's certainly and it is certainly a rule that you if there's a bid from another region instead of the region which has just been held, then it cannot go back to the same region twice in a row.
So, from that point of view, Papua New Guinea is still very much in the race if they choose to enter, and it looks very much likely that they will do that, although they do, of course, have their economic woes at the moment. What sort of competition do you think it will be? When last we spoke, you were anticipating a number of nations getting involved, and yet, once again, with the Durban situation, we saw there were two, and then Edmonton and Canada pulled out, and Durban got it on the nod in the end.
That's right, but there was a significant deal with the first question first about Durban. There was a significant dialogue between the Federation and Durban about and South African authorities about the type of games that they were proposing, and there's still ongoing a dialogue about the extent of the sports program and that sort of thing. So I think that in that it was the only bid in the end. That is correct, but I think of the Federation just didn't then agree that it was going to go there because I think there's a number of things that they want assurances on, which I think they've received, or they have received, or they wouldn't have recommended it to the Assembly. But with respect to in the past, in many cases, and I think it's just like a family, there's always has been one bid. I mean, when Melbourne bid for 2006, it was one bid. It was only in recent times when the Hambantota and the Gold Coast were competing, and then, of course, prior to that, it was Glasgow versus Abuja in Africa. But I think everybody in the whole movement thought it was very much a time for it to go to Africa because it had never been there before, and certainly everyone was pleased when the decision was made the other day.
Now, I mentioned the Commonwealth Youth Games opening in Apia in Samoa tomorrow. How those games play out, how Samoa handle the situation as a smaller Pacific Island country
Yes.
as compared to Papua New Guinea, I mean, would that potentially have any impact for a PNG bid, or are the two things not connected in that sense?
Well, they're not connected in their different events, but can I say, whenever a nation's in a certain region run an event having to do with the Commonwealth Games or the Commonwealth Youth Games, the countries do take notice, for a long time, many nations in the Pacific have run Pacific in the mini Pacific Games, with varying degrees of success, certainly PNG with their success with the Pacific Games. Was no has been noted across not outside of the Pacific as well, and so everybody's is expecting high and good things from the Samoans, who of course ran a very successful Pacific Games in the past too. So look, I think if it seemed to be go through successfully and runs well, then I think that would help with PNG's chances.
One touch of controversy ahead of the opening of the Commonwealth Youth Games in Apia surrounding the exclusion of the team from Sierra Leone,
Yes.
the African nation. I believe it was a small team, just seven young people were heading
Yes.
to Samoa, and they've been refused visas because of the Ebola scare. How disappointed are you by that?
Well, I think everybody is. I mean, it was raised formally at the Commonwealth Games Federation's Assembly, General Assembly, and as you know, a lot of the nations in the Commonwealth Games Federation are a lot of the 71 nations are developing nations, and of course they see very much a concern when a nation is, its athletes are not allowed to come to the games because of other matters not relating to sport. But then again, in the end, the explanations given were. The sovereignty of a nation has to be that nation's responsibility, and When the tie at the time that Samoa was granted the games, there wasn't any requirement with respect to Ebola, of course. And then the representatives from Samoa did stand up and talk about a long history of issues, or they've had it in the past, where the population has been subject to diseases or other conditions that come from outside, and everyone respects that. So, look, everyone feels very sad for the athletes from Sierra Leone, but that's, in the end of the day, that is a decision of the Samoan government.